A Kiss to Say Goodnight, written by Undead Robins and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. They're standing awkwardly in the corridor by their apartments. They've run out of trite phrases. So I'll see you tomorrow and, well, I guess I'll turn in now. But there's still an undercurrent fizzing between them, something that neither is quite ready to act on and yet neither is able to completely ignore either. Dryonlan has one hand in his jacket pocket, while he holds the lollipop in his mouth with the other. He can feel the cool metal of his keys against his fingers. He's gripping them tightly enough that they'll probably leave marks. But he can't bring himself to take them out and unlock his door. He doesn't want to walk away. Not this time. The silence is thick in the air, almost painful, as they both just look, neither moving, neither speaking. Dryonlan thinks he'd be happy just looking at Shenwei forever. But then he imagines never getting to touch, to taste, to feel, and he lets out a sigh. Shenwei tilts his head, questioning. His eyes wide behind glasses, Dryonlan is almost certain he doesn't actually need. Shenwei always sees far too much. Dryonlan can't stand it anymore. One of them needs to break the stalemate, and it won't be Shenwei. He takes two steps forward until he's completely in Shenwei's space. He waits, allowing Shenwei the opportunity to step back if that's what he wants. And he's relieved when that doesn't happen. Dryonlan pulls the lollipop from his mouth and takes one more step. Without stopping to think about it, he presses his lips to Shenwei's. Shenwei's lips are as soft as they look, and they part slightly as though Shenwei wants to breathe in Dryonlan's air. Neither of them are moving, and it's probably the most chaste kiss Dryonlan has ever had, and yet simultaneously the best, hottest one of his life. Somehow, Shenwei tastes like moonlight and power and danger, which aren't things Dryonlan ever would have associated with the mild-mannered professor. And yet they're right. It's intoxicating, and Dryonlan wants more. After a moment, or a lifetime, he's not sure which it was, he steps back, breaking the kiss. He doesn't want to walk away, but he can't do this in a corridor where anyone could see them. He wants to do it properly, when they're not both exhausted from work and ready to drop. He wants to do it every day for the rest of his life. He looks up at Shenwei and sees an expression he doesn't recognize, but the flush high on his cheeks is something he'd like to see more of. He pops the lollipop back in his mouth, briefly wondering if Shenwei had been able to taste it, and pulls the keys out of his pocket. They dangle from his fingers like a wave, and he offers a smile that he hopes is charming and sincere, and not lust-addled. Good night, Professor Shen. The end.